New heading. 1. Expressing praise and affection. While discussing negative humor in an earlier chapter, I pointed out how many of us find it difficult to show direct affection. Most of us are inhibited in expressing praise and love to others. We find it hard to commend others for their virtue, diligence, or ability. Nonetheless, the expression of commendation and affection is an integral element of gracious speech. Paul consistently shows grace and favor in just this way. He is generous, even lavish in giving praise and expressing affection. Consider the following words of commendation delivered to groups of Yeshua followers. I thank my God through Yeshua the Messiah for you all, because your faith is being proclaimed throughout the whole world. Romans 1 verse 8. Concerning you, my brethren, I myself also am convinced that you yourselves are full of goodness, filled with all knowledge and able also to admonish one another. Romans 15 verse 14. I thank my God always concerning you for the grace of God which was given you in Messiah Yeshua, that in everything you were enriched in him, in all speech and all knowledge, even as the testimony concerning Messiah was confirmed in you, so that you are not lacking in any gift. 1 Corinthians 1, 4-7. As to the love of the brethren, you have no need for anyone to write to you, for you yourselves are taught by God to love one another. For indeed you do practice it toward all the brethren who are in all Macedonia. 1 Thessalonians 4, 9-10. Paul also honors individuals by praising their merits to others. In the following passage from Philippians 2, Paul praises Timothy and Epaphroditus, two of his fellow workers and helpers, to the Yeshua followers in Philippi. I hope in the Lord Messiah to send Timothy to you shortly, so that I also may be encouraged when I learn of your condition. For I have no one else of kindred spirit who will genuinely be concerned for your welfare. But you know of his proven worth, that he served with me in the furtherance of the gospel. I thought it was necessary to send to you Epaphroditus, my brother and fellow worker and fellow soldier. Receive him then in the Lord with all joy, and hold men like him in high regard, because he came close to death for the work of Messiah, risking his life to complete what was deficient in your service to me. Philippians 2, verses 19 to 20, 22, 25, and 29 to 30. Paul is also uninhibited in expressing his affection with words. It is only right for me to feel this way about you all, because I have you in my heart, since both in my imprisonment and in the defense and confirmation of the gospel, you all are partakers of grace with me. For God is my witness, how I long for you all with the affection of Messiah Yeshua. Philippians 1:7-8. Therefore, my beloved brethren, whom I long to see, my joy and crown, in this way stand firm in the Lord, my beloved. Philippians 4, verse 1. You are in our hearts to die together and to live together. Great is my confidence in you. Great is my boasting on your behalf. I am filled with comfort. I am overflowing with joy in all our affliction. 2 Corinthians 7, 3-4. Paul, whose writings constitute a sizable portion of the New Testament, thus provides an excellent model of gracious speech. When I first became a follower of Yeshua, I believed that it was wrong to praise people for their qualities and gifts. Since we are weak and sinful, and God is the source of all good things, I reasoned, it insults God's beneficence to praise a human being. Praise also might provide an unnecessary pretext for ego inflation, pride, and vanity, or so I thought. I therefore avoided praising others, and when others praised me, I recoiled like a child who had touched a hot stove. However, my friends quickly persuaded me that these ideas lacked a solid biblical foundation. In fact, the biblical evidence was stacked on the other side. According to Scripture, we are to build one another up with gracious speech, including commendation and the expression of affection. To praise people directly and before others is to give them a valuable gift. This strengthens them and imparts to them confidence and courage, and also increases the esteem in which others hold them. As a good name is better than a good ointment, Ecclesiastes 7:1, so our giving of honor with our tongues can be more precious than a material gift. We should desire to be generous in the giving of such gifts, so that we might enrich and strengthen one another in the service of the kingdom of God. As with all our interactions with others, it is possible to give praise or show affection in ways that are wrong or unhelpful. Affection can degenerate into maudlin sentimentality, leading us to think excessively about how we feel about others and how others feel about us. Commendation can degenerate into empty flattery or a compulsive desire to please. The need for balance in the area of praise is conveyed by the biblical analogy of honey. In Proverbs 16, verse 24, gracious speech is compared to honey, since they bring pleasure and health. Pleasant words are a honeycomb, sweet to the soul and healing to the bones. In Proverbs 25, verse 27, gracious speech is again compared to honey, but this time the proverb recommends moderation in its use. It is not good to eat much honey, nor is it glory to search out one's own glory. We can often spoil the effect of our praise by overstatement, excessive verbose compliments, or too frequent commendation. This should not discourage us from giving praise and showing affection. The honey is still sweet to the taste and strengthening and energizing to the body. However, we must learn wisdom in order to couch our gracious words in proper form and proper measure.